You know, there are things in our lives we do because we really want to do them. They bring us joy. And then there are things that we do that we feel like it's our responsibility, we have to do right. Doesn't really give us much joy. I know there have been many days I went to work, I wasn't feeling it. I did love the kids, though, seeing the kids. But all the paperwork and all that other stuff brought me no joy. Well, other things in our lives sometimes are just a responsibility. I don't know, sometimes housework might bring you joy. Maybe going to your job might bring you joy. That's good. I remember one time I was in a real crabby mood. Can you imagine? And it's when our kids were kind of small. And the kids got crabby too, and Bruce got crabby. And I was like, how come you're all crabby all of a sudden? Why can't you be in a good mood? And Bruce is like, honey, when you're in a bad mood, we're all in a bad mood. And I was like, no. Let me be in a bad mood. Let me do my thing. You guys go ahead. Be happy. I just want to be in a bad mood. He said, doesn't work like that, babe. I'm sorry. So that was like a responsibility I did not want at that moment. I wanted to be crabby, and I wanted to be crabby, but I didn't want them to be crabby. Sometimes we do things just because we think we have to. Well, sometimes if you have a pet, you might not feel like feeding the pet, giving the pet fresh water. You just want to play video games, watch TV or whatever. Our dog comes and wants us to play with her when we're in the middle of our favorite movie or program or something. It's like, oh, why now, you know? So sometimes I play with her just to get her off our case because it's my responsibility, right? Anyway, there are other times I think, oh, she's so cute. I just want to play with her, you know? But have you ever thought about all the things that Jesus has done for us? And have you ever thought about why he did those? I know we say because he loved us, right? Well, you love your kids, but you may not always want to do things for them just because you love them. But guess what? Jesus did. He never got in a crabby mood where he did not want to do what he knew was for our best. He never wanted to give up his responsibility just for a day. He said, can I have a day off, really? I'm so tired today. My feet are hurting. Do I have to do this teaching stuff again all day, you know? When you think about it, and they came and arrested him, I'm sure he wished he could take that day off when they beat him. I love the song, Above All Else. Every time I sing the words, he thought of me above all. I think nothing else was more important to Jesus than me. Nothing else, no one else was more important to Jesus than you. And it makes me ashamed of those times when I want to, you know, slip off. When I forget to give my contribution because, whoops, I already spent that money on something else for me, which I did recently and I felt so bad. It's amazing how when you forget to put your contribution first, that money doesn't just sit there and all of a sudden you say, oh, there's all that money I forgot to give in the contribution. No, when you remember and you go to get it, it's not there anymore. Funny thing how that happens. It gets spent on other things because we didn't put it above all else. We didn't put LifeSpring above all else. We didn't put the body of Christ above all else. But let me read you these words and think about them again, and let's eat the meal as we think about Jesus and him putting each of us above all else. There's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. And thought of me above all. Above all. Will you eat this meal with me? And let's remember to put him above all. That's what he does for us.